I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Kurdish people in Iraq will hold a referendum in September to try and declare independence. But Iran has started a military recruitment campaign to possibly attack the Iraqi Kurdistan region if the referendum is successful. Now, if Iraqi Kurds declare independence, Iran is worried that the Kurds in their country will make more demands on the central government and even push for independence themselves. And Kurdish people are mostly Muslim, and Tom Doyle with E3 Partners says, we need to pray that as they push for national freedom, they would also find spiritual freedom in Christ.
We know that the physical war on the ground is a reflection of the spiritual war raging in the heavenlies. In the last 10 years, more Muslims have come to faith in Christ than in the last 1,400 years of Islam.
And churches who are a part of the Slava Gospel Association's Christmas Children's Ministry, Emmanuel's Child, are wrapping up the Christmas plans. These often include Christmas programs and even gifts for the local kids. And it's these gifts that have been helping open doors to the greatest gift of all. SGA's Joel Griffith explains.
They make sure that the children hear the true Christmas story about Jesus Christ and how he came to earth to bear our sin on the cross. And it's just a really wonderful time of evangelism.
And while giving $10 to Emmanuel's Child may not seem like it has impact, it does.
A lot of times the parents and caregivers of these children are so moved that somebody half a world away would care about their children. And doors have been opened for the gospel into entire families this way.
Get the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.